News 18 Daybreak. The perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sengupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. The Congress on Sunday picked Charanjit Singh Channi as the next Chief Minister of Punjab, making him the first Dalit to hold the post in the state, a day after Amrinder Singh resigned following a bitter power tussle in the party. Sukhjinder Randhawa, who was the front-runner for the post just a few hours before Channi's appointment, was given the post of Deputy Chief Minister along with Brahma Mohindra, AICC Treasurer Pawan Kumar Bansal tweeted. Channi, who met Governor Banwarilal Purohit to stake his claim to the top job in the poll-bound state soon after being elected as the leader of the Congress Legislature Party, will be sworn in on Monday morning at 11 a.m. His deputy chief ministers will take oath beside him. A decision on the new cabinet will be taken later. Senior Congress leader Harish Rawat on Sunday said the party will also try to bring Captain Amrinder Singh on board and hoped that the decision to appoint a Dalit chief minister, a first in Punjab, will help the grand old party in other poll-bound states. I am proud to be part of the process of making the first Dalit CM for the state. We will try to bring Captain Amrinder Singh on board. There will be two deputy chief ministers. Only the chief minister will take oath tomorrow and the cabinet will take it later. The decision on making a Dalit a CM should help us in other poll-bound states. The decision for the phase for the upcoming polls will be taken later, Rawat said. The party settled on Channi after a flurry of consultations through the day, following the abrupt cancellation of an 11 a.m. meeting of the Congress Legislature Party. Several names did the rounds over the next several hours, and Minister Sukhjinder Singh Randhawa appeared to be the clear front-runner for a while. Congress veteran Ambika Soni also told reporters in Delhi that she was offered the post, but declined. Channi's elevation, barely 5 months before assembly polls, assumed significance, as Punjab has nearly 32% Dalit population. The BJP had earlier announced that if voted to power in Punjab, it will make a Dalit the chief minister, while the SAD, which is fighting the coming polls in alliance with the BSP, had said that its deputy chief minister would be from the Dalit community. Channi, who is believed to have got strong backing from State Congress Chief Navjot Singh Sidhu, told reporters after meeting the governor that he was elected the CLP leader unanimously. Channi is a three-time legislator from the Chamkaur Sahib Assembly constituency in the Roopnagar district. He was holding the portfolio of technical education, industrial training, employment generation, tourism and cultural affairs in the outgoing Amrinder Singh-led cabinet. Amrinder Singh said he hopes that Channi can keep the border state of Punjab safe. My best wishes to Charanjit Singh Channi. I hope he is able to keep the border state of Punjab safe and protect our people from the growing security threat from across the border, he said. Channi and three other ministers, Sukhjinder Singh Randhawa, Tript Rajinder Singh Bajwa and Sukhbinder Singh Sarkaria, had joined the Sidhu camp amid an internal rift in the state unit and targeted Amrinder Singh over unfulfilled poll promises. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi also congratulated Channi and said, "We must continue to fulfill the promises made to the people of Punjab. Their trust is of paramount importance." The 79-year-old Amrinder Singh, one of the Congress's powerful regional satraps, had put in his papers after speaking to Congress President Sonia Gandhi and shortly before a crucial meeting of the CLP in Chandigarh on Saturday evening. He had later launched a no-holds-barred attack against Navjot Singh Sidhu, describing his bete-noir, a cricketer-turned-politician, as a total disaster. A treasure hunt has started at the MR Mutt or monastery located in the southeastern corner of the 12th Jagannath Mandir, with teams of archaeologists armed with metal detectors searching for a lost hoard. The search started on Thursday is being carried out following a request by the Narayan Ramanuj Das, the Mahant or head of the Uttar Parshva Mutt, who is in charge of MR Mutt. The Mutt authorities as well as historians suspect that a hoard of valuables is buried inside the premises. The belief that a stash is buried underground comes from discoveries of two earlier troves. In 2011, the police had stumbled on a treasure trove of 522 silver ingots, weighing 18 tons inside the Mutt worth about Rs. 90 crore. Earlier in April, 45 more silver ingots weighing about 35 kg each were found inside the mud. Apart from silver ingots, a silver tree and silver flowers, about 16 antique swords, and a bronze cow sculpture were also recovered from the mud, established by Ramanujacharya in 1050 when he came to Puri. A special team of the State Archaeology Department, in presence of officials of Sri Jagannath Temple Administration, Puri District Collector Samarth Varma, Puri SP K.V. Singh, and Trust Member of the MR Mutt, began the search inside the premises of the MR Mutt in the pilgrim town on Thursday to trace hidden valuables. Puri Sub-Collector Bhavataran Sahu said, "As of now, no material was detected. During Thursday's inspection, we will take appropriate action on the report of the technical team which scanned the premises." At least 5 reported recent anti-Taliban blasts have rocked Afghanistan in the past couple of days, in the first such major incidents after the militant group took over the country mid-August. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the attacks in Jalalabad in eastern Afghanistan, the group's Amaq news agency said on its Telegram channel on Sunday. More than 35 Taliban militia members were killed or wounded in a series of explosions that took place, the militant group said, referring to blasts on Saturday and Sunday. There was no immediate comment from the Taliban about the death toll. AFP reported that 2 people were killed when 3 blasts struck Jalalabad on Saturday, at least one of which targeted a Taliban vehicle, in the country's first deadly attack since the United States withdrew. In one attack, a Taliban vehicle patrolling in Jalalabad was targeted, a Taliban official who asked not to be named told AFP. Women and children were among the injured, he added. An official from the health department of Nangarhar province told AFP that 3 people died and 18 were wounded, while several local media reported the attacks left at least 2 dead. According to a report by Al Jazeera, at least 4 attacks took place in Nangarhar in Jalalabad and others in Kabul, leaving at least 7 people killed and some 30 wounded. The report, quoting Taliban sources, said the casualties occurred when improvised explosive devices went off on Saturday. Pictures taken at the site of the blast by AFP showed a green pickup truck with a white Taliban flag surrounded by debris as armed fighters looked on. On Sunday, local media reported that pickup truck carrying Taliban fighters became the target of a bomb in the Jalalabad city. Witnesses told local media that several wounded Taliban fighters were taken to hospital after the explosion, which one journalist said happened near an interchange for transport to and from the capital, Kabul. Jalalabad is the capital of Nangarhar, which is the heartland of the Islamic State group's Afghan branch. Although both IS and the Taliban are hardline Sunni Islamist militants, they have differed on the minutiae of religion and strategy. That tussle has led to bloody fighting between the two. Al Jazeera quoted a Taliban source as saying that the explosions in Jalalabad and in Kabul appear to be the work of ISIL-K remnants. They added that the Taliban had opened an investigation into the attacks and culprits will be brought to justice. A devastating bomb attack at and near the Kabul airport killed scores of people in July. IS claimed responsibility for it. However, since the last American troop left on August 30, the violence-racked country, plagued by fighting, bombs and airstrikes, has been free of major incidents. An affiliate of the Islamic State, the ISIS-K, is known to be the Taliban's sworn enemy, and in the chaos that had followed post the insurgent group's takeover of Afghanistan, many key prisoners are said to have let go from the country's prisons. Established in 2015, the splinter group has been mostly based in eastern Afghanistan, part of an area known as the Khorasan province, referred to in their name ISIS-K. In 2017, the United States, in a warning to the group, dropped what came to be known as the mother of all bombs in the area. But the threat was too big to be eliminated that way. Its fighters are thought to be over 2,200, a figure rising with the vacuum created by the withdrawal of US troops from the country. Virat Kohli will sign off as the captain of the Royal Challengers Bangalore after this season, the 32-year-old has announced on Sunday. This came exactly 3 days after he declared that he will step down as India's T20 captain after the upcoming World Cup in the UAE. Hello everyone, the whole RCB family, the amazing fans of Bangalore, and to all those who have supported us, I have an announcement to make, Kohli said in a video uploaded on RCB's official Twitter handle. I spoke to the management this evening. It was something that was in my mind for a while, Kohli further added. This will be my last IPL as captain of RCB. I'll continue to be an RCB player till I play my last IPL game. I thank all the RCB fans for believing in me and supporting me, Kohli said. I want to be able to be committed to the responsibilities that I'm fulfilling, and I felt I needed the space to be fresh, to regroup and be absolutely clear in how I want to move forward, Kohli said. It's been a great journey of 9 years with moments of joy and frustration, happiness and sadness, he added. After the news was announced, Prathamesh Mishra, chairman, RCB, said, Virat Kohli is one of the finest cricketers and has been a true asset to RCB. His impeccable work ethics and leadership skills has been phenomenal. We respect and support this decision and would like to thank Virat for his incredible contribution to the RCB leadership group. He has left an indelible mark on the franchise and will continue to be a senior member of the team. Virat Kohli has been with the Bangalore-based franchise since its beginning in 2008 and was named the captain in 2011. However, he has not been able to win the coveted trophy for the franchise. Under the stylish right-hander, RCB's best outing came in 2016 when they reached the final riding on Kohli's terrific season with the bat, scoring 973 runs, including 4 centuries. It is the most runs by any player in a single edition of the IPL. RCB resume IPL 2021 against KKR on Monday at the Sheikh Zayed Stadium in Abu Dhabi. Right everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening, stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.